now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. Celtics in 7. You heard it here, probably not first, but whatever. And I'm here with Crypto Car, a.k.a. a top 400 worst trader in the NFT space.
That's right.
Nailed it.
Doing great. Hurry up.
Not as good as you. I'm only a top 1,000. Or 800, I think. So I'm up there, but just not as up as you are down.
Down
as you are, correct.
All of my points. That's what we're talking about. The Big Ink from Truth Labs. We talked about it a little bit a couple episodes ago. They were the creators of the Illuminati NFTs and the Goblin Town. It's probably the most famous for, but they now have one called Big Ink. There is a leaderboard of how bad of a trader you were on NFTs. And that got you eligible for their mint. 15,000 mints just sold out. You got at the very end. You did a pretty good job because they were at 0.016. Now they're chilling around like 0.03. So a little double. But
I think they'll... double. Hey, who said the NFT marketplace was dead? You can still make some money. It's just very hard and thin to go ahead and do something. But let's talk a little bit about what's been going on the last few days. One of the big topics that a lot of people are talking about right now is Apple. Apple, obviously, they're always in the news about something. We'll also talk about the VR side of things afterwards. But sure, the big topic of discussion, obviously, in the NFT space, in the crypto space, is that they have officially allowed in their app store Axie Infinity as well as Stepin to come into the Apple Store and onto iOS devices. So obviously for some time now we've had to go through a MetaMask, another form to get onto these websites, onto these games. You probably had to go to your computer instead, sure, etc. Now we're on the easier side where now you can literally go into these apps or an actual app on your iPhone and you can play the game, or you can, I guess, exercise. That's what Stepin's all about. But of the two, the really cool one, I will say, is the Stepin one. It is the first crypto or blockchain game or blockchain application that actually you can pay, like the add-ons and whatnot, like through its crypto, but it's through Apple Pay. So that's a really cool feature that you're able
Big
to
move.
Do. When we talk about, very massive move. When we talk about mass adoption, when we talk about simplicity, this is what we're talking about. It does not get easier than
a few clicks.
Buy it. That's it. Scan the face. If you have an old iPhone, maybe your thumbprint. And if you're an old person that has neither, probably a 4-digit code. So again, this is a next step instead of having to go through Coinbase, send the money to MetaMask, understand what the heck a MetaMask is, understand what gas is, and understand everything else to not click a link, because then you will lose all your assets. When we go through this, it's a lot easier for people to understand what's going on, again, on the blockchain side of gaming and whatnot. Cryer, let me ask you, on the Axie Infinity side, if I'm not mistaken, they've been on the Android side for a while.
Okay. At least a year, now, maybe more.
Let me ask you, you've obviously played the mobile side of it, and you've also played on the computer. Is it more playable on that mobile side of it? What do you think?
Yeah, just on the go aspect of it makes it very easy, because the game itself lends to be like quick. It definitely lends itself to be a mobile game. So I would say the best application of it is set up your team on the desktop, get all the breeding, all that type of stuff that you want to do. And then the application side of it is only for the battling side. So you pretty much log in with your 3 Axie team that you've chosen, and then you're able to do adventure mode or PvP directly, or like ranked battles with people. And all of them are highly, highly competitive, because the game's out for a long time. It's a money-making game. So people are very competitive on there. I remember when I first started, I was just getting obliterated like left and right.
I bet. There's some dogs.
Stack team, yeah. Okay. I do think that the last time that we saw the application actually come onto a device, the token went absurd. It literally went from like $10 to $200. This was obviously mid-bull run. But I do think that this could some traction on Axie's. I do think it is. It's not a terrible game. They've been working on it for a very long time. The land stuff, a lot of aspects of it. I have not played much yet, but the actual card-based gameplay is good.
No, absolutely. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the catch that a lot of people, they make these nice threads. They're doing all this stuff. Axie Infinity's on the Apple, Marketplace. Carl, let me bring in some bad news here. So it's not in the United States. So it's only in a few places in the world, one being in Asia and the other being in Latin America, which, again, these are key regions for Axie players. That's
where all the players are generally, is like Philippines.
Exactly.
A lot of Filipino users.
The other side of
it. A lot of those are probably Android users too.
Yeah, it doesn't even really matter. But hey, to each his own. I'll say it right now, I'm team iPhone, but it's fine. The team behind Axie Infinity has revealed it spent at least 2 years negotiating with Apple, trying to figure out what the heck to do.
Ridiculous.
But this is now Apple agreeing to allow gamers to import their existing NFTs into the application, one. And this also allows them to trade those NFTs within the platform. So not only are you now able to bring in those NFTs into the application, you're able to buy, you're able to sell, you're able to do all these things. Now, one of the things that we talked about a long time ago was Apple coming in hot saying, if you're going to do anything on the blockchain, if you're going to do anything at all on the App Store, you understand it costs, like, transactions within an app on the App Store for Apple, a lot of app. They'll take 30%, which is a massive fee. Now, we're not
Epic
sure.
Games has been fighting with them for
some time now. So we're not 100% sure that's the case on this side of it, because maybe they're not going through said, like, it's hard. We'll see. Probably when more people start playing it.
Going from like the previous on the Android side app, you don't do any of the monetary aspect on the app, really.
That's what I was going to say, where it's
you like set it all up and then upload your guy to play. So yeah, it's a little bit different. Like I get that. I don't know how they're updated. I haven't played in like a year, but that's how it was in the past. Like it wasn't had all of the marketplace side, all that stuff was like you had to do on a computer. The only thing was like the little actual gameplay that you had that you already loaded team.
Awesome,
I would
assume
they're probably doing the same round, because that's exactly the problem, is they come into a lot of regulation type stuff. They come in, you know, what are they going to allow in the U.S.? Obviously, they're not allowing this one. Steppen getting it. A Steppen allowed in the U.S.?
It is here. I have it. It is in the U.S. and you are able to go Apple Pay through it, the whole nine yards. So that is where things get a little bit interesting. Like I said, the really cool thing about this is not only are you getting obviously into the blockchain, understanding it and whatnot, but they're also going the route of a membership. So you're able to subscribe and get a VIP membership. It lasts 30 days. It's like a monthly payment, and you're able to go through the app to go ahead and do all these things. Obviously, if you have said NFTs from the project, you're going to get bonuses and more things. That's how it worked. If you had the NFT, you got more bonuses than just a regular individual or maybe someone that has this VIP membership. So it's going to be really cool to see people start playing it, using it on the App Store. I know I have a few friends that have had the NFTs, and they're going to be super excited to see that it is now on the App Store. Crier. Other thing I did want to talk about is Apple. Apple's on the news for other stuff as well. The metaverse. It's obviously coming. It has to come, because like literally we do this podcast. So if it wasn't, then this podcast wouldn't make sense. Apple's coming in hot with their new VR, and it turns out it's coming out pretty soon. So what have you heard through the
Apple? So with this move, with the Steppen move, allowing applications on the Play Store, they're releasing their AR mixed reality goggles. We've seen some pretty much just nothing full on exactly what the specs and everything are. That's all like speculation still, but they look very sleek compared to a lot of the bulkier ones. The profile on them looks like an inch, maybe, not these 4 or 5 inches things sticking off your head. I do think that would play into the factor of form fitting. They are very expensive. It's $3,500 for the goggles. Most competitors right now of the larger ones, the really high end ones, are like $1,800. So this is pretty much double, which Apple is Apple. So they always charge double. But
Get yourself that Apple credit card. You can just pay monthly with zero APR. Apple, hit up your boys' line.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be an interesting move either way. I think that's one of the biggest factors of people not doing VR and stuff like that. It's just, it's a lot of equipment. It's bulky. it doesn't, people aren't going to just sit around. But again, 10 years ago, we were saying no one's going to use phones for anything but like calling people. So that's literally the existence of life. Wrong. Essentially is most people is around. People are always on their phone. I do think that there could be a big shift in just the perception of VR here, right? Like sleeker device. This is kind of like the iPhone moment for VR headsets. If it's a lot more form fitting and able to use easy, I do think this could be a kind of that step in the right direction. 10 years from now, everyone's going to be having VR goggles and having AR goggles or something like that. What do you think?
No, I definitely agree. 10 years? I hope so, but I can see a little bit longer than that. We need the older.
I mean, I think adoption happens a lot faster.
We'll see.
Since the internet, man.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely. And with AI and everything that's going on, yes. You're not wrong. But you know what? I'm going to be the Debbie Downer.
That was the fastest used.
You're the positive.
Million user.
That is very true. By the way,
it was like another, what, like 10 days or something crazy?
Yeah, absolutely. Side note, not only we're talking Apple, we're talking the App Store. OpenAI, ChatGPT is officially on the App Store now as well. So for individuals that are looking to get into it, you can get the actual app because everyone complains about using Safari or an internet browser, which is just wild to me, but whatever. Hmm. You are now able to go ahead and download the app and use it, sign in, the whole nine yards, a lot easier. Again, when we talk about simplicity, this is what we're talking about. Easy to use. Your grandma can do it. Your four-year-old kid can do it. Anyone can do it. And if we go this route, the app way, because like you said, Cryer, people's lives are literally on their phones now. And if we simplify that factor on the crypto side, on the blockchain side, on the NFT side, on the AI side, on whatever side, this is the route that you want to go ahead and go with. And obviously, Apple being such a big player in the whole world, not just in one game, in all the games, it's a pretty good step to go ahead and be on this marketplace, which is probably the most lucrative marketplace like in the world, pretty much, when you talk about digital 100% e-commerce.
It's definitely as the largest
so,
volume and margins. So
Everything. And the highest fees. Great job, so, everyone. I mean, thank you for letting them just do your thing to you. All right, the other side. Speaking of Epic Games a little bit earlier and the people going against Apple, Epic Games came out, we've talked about them multiple times, saying that, hey, they're bringing in blockchain games to their stores. We're going to have a lot of, there actually are already a few at the moment. And on top of that, what's been going on is there's going to be a brand new game coming to the Epic Marketplace store. And it's actually a Pokemon-inspired Web3 game called DeFiMon. Now, I've actually been following this game for some time now. Do I like the name? No. Does it look good? No. But it's something interesting to look at and what's going on. If Epic Games says, hey, you know what? Go ahead and do it. Then you know what? I'm going to check it out. So what's going on here is that DeFiMon is a Pokemon-inspired monster-catching blockchain game that is coming to the Epic Store later this year. While this is the kit, there's a lot of kickers here. Axie Infinity,
there's always a lot of fine
US.
Print on these bad boys.
Here's a little kicker for this one. While the Epic version will not be blockchain compatible, it will allow creators of DeFiMon to tap into Epic Games Store's 230 million user base and potentially a wider audience. Now, I don't know how I feel about that. So obviously, just like what I just read off, it's a good thing that they're tapping into the 230 million individuals, probably even more than that. Just unfortunately, it's not using anything on the blockchain side whatsoever. So it's not building any awareness. So here is another kicker. The game has to be really good, because if the game's not good and it's not blockchain, then you're screwed. If the game is bad, but it's blockchain and you say you're working on it, you have a little bit of wiggle room, but here you literally have zero wiggle room, because it has to be really good for people to then take an interest in going over to the other side, Web3, blockchain, crypto, which is, again, a very sticky side for a regular individual that has no idea what's going on. So Cryer, what do you think about this on this approach? Do you think it's a good approach? Do you think it's a bad approach? What do you think?
Again, I think it's going to get some eyes, I guess. I don't know. I feel like the games that don't have any, I feel like this game's going to have, it's going to be aware that it is a blockchain type game. I feel it's not going to, I know that they're adding it with a lot, none of the features stuff like that, but I don't think it's going to play. It's not going to have good gameplay. If that's the case, it's going to be, it's I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that good. So people aren't going to be in, look, they're going to be like, oh, they're trying to pivot us into this blockchain type gaming and blah, blah, blah. I think we're going to get a lot of backlash on like Epic Game Store users or gamers in general, how they are now. But again, I see stuff like Illuvium, or I see stuff like Grit looking something drop, like Dead Drop. Those are the type of games that I have, I think will be more attractive to the average user or the average game player.
And I'm going to be honest with you, looking at this trailer, this is literally imagine Pokemon Leaf Green, Red, Yellow, etc., just with some color. And that is literally what it is. So it's pixelated. Here comes the pixel. We know me and Cry love pixel. It is on that side. It doesn't look that bad. But here's the thing that I've been talking about a lot with like what projects have been doing. And unfortunately, they're banking on this idea that the nostalgic feeling of video games is going to propel them because of all the people in crypto. They have that nostalgic feeling of video games, and that's what they want to play. But here's the thing about a nostalgic feeling. That means it's in the past, not the future. And said gamers in the future, Cryer, what are you playing right now? Are you playing old 20, 30-year-old games? No. Right now, you're playing freaking Zelda. You're playing you're playing the new stuff. So why are we trying to do the old, and why aren't we trying to stick on this side? It's just super weird to me how they do this approach. And by the way, a few episodes ago, Cryer, didn't we talk about how Pokemon's literally looking to come into the blockchain world? And hear me out, for all the projects, sorry, Cool Cats, I'm going to say that to you guys as well, because a lot of people say that Cool Cats are like the Pokemon of the NFT space. What happens when Pokemon comes into the space? We said this already. Then what, like, you guys, they're the Pokemon of Pokemon. So what are we going to do? So that's why these projects that come in saying Pokemon inspired, the next Pokemon, all this, it's
the same. What's the other one that's out there with the Kevin?
Let's get away.
What's that one?
Pixelmon.
Pixelmon. Like,
everything has a mon in it. Mon.
If ridiculous. Unless you're like absolutely crushing the gameplay of something that's been released for what, 25 years?
And by the way, the new Pokemons are like phenomenal, and they've even stopped making this nostalgic feeling because of the new generation of people. So like, why are we stuck trying?
And just, that's we already talked about this, but I think that's why one of the problems, I'm going to harp on Cool Cats. You talk about they copying things that are good in the space, but it really doesn't, if you're copying something, you're probably not going to make the better than the original. Like, they've made the idea,
Hear me out. So obviously on the side of what happened with Cool Cats, they went on the route of, hey, we're going to try the first mover advantage. We're going to come out with a game. That wasn't a game. It was more of a click buttons. It was a clicker, like, that's it. Yeah. So they do that, they messed up. Now Cool Cats is in position, and I think like even Apple, Amazon, Tesla, all these massive companies are in a position where they're sitting back and observing everything that's going on into the blockchain side of it, NFT, Web3, and they're able now, Deadfellas, Doodles, Gutter, hopefully, Cool Man, come on, all these projects I'm looking down this list, even Bored Ape, they should be looking at everyone and grabbing some of it, but obviously don't forget about the innovative aspect of it. Try to upgrade, not just copy, but we're going to do something like it, but we're going to make it even better, or we're going to do something with a little bit of a spin zone to it. So again, we'll see what happens. Things are moving. I did have a Cool Cat council meeting, by the way, Cryer. Exciting things. If you go look on Twitter, everyone's talking about my facial expressions from the full hour. I was like a kid in a candy shop watching what they were showing me. I can't say much, but I do see a bright future. Really cool and interesting things. But besides the point, will you download this game called DeFi Mons?
If it's free, I'll definitely try it.
It will be free eventually. And how, just to let you know, for anyone trying to get in there and playing, because it is a closed alpha, how you would gain access to it, or in the earlier version, players must obtain an invite code from the approved users and then create a Twitter account, verify they want your information. After that, approved players will be able to compete in various missions, earn mint points for a chance to win a whitelist spot for the first starter mint that is going to happen very soon.
if it's like free or if it's a good access, I'll definitely try it. But
here's another kicker that's actually a good kicker. The starter monsters will be mintable for free and playable in the game at launch. Them points to them that if it works, if it works, let me say it one more time. If it works,
it'll go well.
It will go very well. If you can mint number one for free and number two, it's playable on that same day and the servers don't crash, that could be pretty interesting. That could be interesting.
So look at it. He's taking a play out of Gabriel Layden's book, essentially, from Digidedaku. They, after those free mints from the Super Bowl, literally the entire ecosystem died. Like, people were super hyped about that. It didn't go well or didn't execute very well. Definitely a lot of negativity. I do think a lot of it rides on the fact of, can these be executed at a larger scale? This is definitely going to be a lot smaller than the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I think this is a great way to get people in, give people free things. People always like free stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons that a lot of the NFTs have done really well. Just like one of the free ones. The ones have usually the most, I don't know, buzz about them if they've got traction, right? People get free stuff are usually the loudest proponents of it.
So. And of course, again, nothing's ever free. Number one, I will say that you need to give that access. Your Twitter data, number one. And number two, you probably don't know it, but you probably should by now. When you do tweet about the project, you're helping promote and all that good stuff. So they're looking for individuals to be excited, to tweet about it, to talk about on this show. By the way, Digimon, hit us up, because we're talking about you guys. So we can figure out something on that side. DeFi-mons, not Digimons. DeFi-mons, come on.
Sorry. Too many mons, man.
That's what I'm saying. All right, let's talk about
like APY mons, Pixelmon, Digimon, Pokemon, and now DeFi mons.
Do you know? You remember Cope Dealer? He bought into something. What was it? It was something Mon too, and he was like, "This is awesome!" And he got literally destroyed. I remember that. So shout out to Cope Dealer, one of the NRN members. But Crier, the one last thing I want to talk about that's happened this week, we talked about it last episode, has been Pudgy Penguins, and it's a little bit of alpha for the individuals that aren't that worried about waiting a little bit and they want to save a few bucks. I got some alpha for you. If you go over to Amazon and you go look at those toys again, a lot of people were like, "Oh my god, it's $5 shipping. I can't do that." I'm like, "All right, you'll be fine, number one." But whatever. Now, if you go in there and you have Amazon Prime, which hopefully you do, you are now able to get free shipping and save your beautiful $5 to get yourself a half chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. Congratulations, everyone. Go back, do that, and you will probably receive these toys early July. Like your boy, I actually, Crier, went ahead and purchased one. Even though I'm not in the ecosystem, that Pudgy Penguin toy looks sick, and I need to be firsthand to see it, to make my review on it, to see if I should get some Pudgy. I'm gonna be honest,
Pudgy's looking good, man.
I keep looking at the little Pudgies. Maybe if I didn't put all my money into shit coins, I might have been able to get a real Pudgy. But hey, we're at the little Pudgy side right now, and we'll figure it out. The last thing I did want to mention on the pop culture side, the movie side, all that good stuff is, number one, Into the Spider-Verse is coming pretty soon. So if you are the second movie, I think it's in 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Be on the lookout to get those tickets. I know someone like Crier, he waits till his famous Tuesday. The second it opens up, I buy it because I'm trying to go to the best theater in the Orlando area, honestly, in all Florida, if you ask me to be serious about it. But go ahead and get those tickets. And the other thing, the other movie that went ahead and went live with their tickets also was Flash. So go over, try to get those Flash tickets. I'm actually going to be purchasing them right after this podcast to secure that as well. That is June 16th, if I'm not mistaken, for Flash. Crier, how soon until Diablo comes out?
That will be 2 weeks from yesterday.
Are you excited?
Oh yeah, I'm excited, man. Oof. We got a lot of people that are going to be really interested in playing.
That's awesome.
I know a lot of people that I played even just regular Diablo 2 with still not too long ago. I was playing that. So a lot of people from there, High Profits got a lot of people. We're going to have probably like 30 people playing this one.
Damn. All right. All right. And then the last thing I got to ask you before we wrap this show up, Cryer, where are you in Zelda?
I actually haven't been able to play the last couple days, but I'm right around the, I'm in the same area, like the Mount Doom or whatever.
Okay, okay. I will let you know that I finally beat one of the bosses. It was the wind one, the snow side, the bird side of stuff. Super awesome. For everyone, I won't spoil it, but I'll give you just one advice. And my one advice, if you're going to the snow region, please, for the love of Zelda, bring arrows. Bring as many arrows as possibly.
I'm like always out of arrows.
As possible. Yeah. How funny was it when you were, I've been streaming a little bit and you're like, wait, how the hell do you have so many arrows? I'm like, yeah, dude, I got super lucky. Yeah, I got super lucky. I found some area where I got a bunch of arrows. So the alpha here is if you're playing Zelda, if you see that dude
that's the stables, one thing I think they could have definitely changed. Should be able to cut up wood that you already cut down the trees, mix them with the wings or something like that to make arrows.
I get a little fletching,
Yeah, I mean, like, you can craft, like, everything else. You craft the weapons, you craft all this stuff. Come on, man. I'm always at it.
Everyone knows how on point those arrows are, so they have to make it a little bit scarce. Remember, the main thing
they're not, like, that strong. You still have to, like, do damage with them to make them drop or to, like, go and attack them.
Listen, I'm a sniper. If you're hitting that eye or hitting that face, they hit damage. And if you add something to it,
Something like that. You hit them with a special area, and then you go, like, they drop, and you go and attack them or something like that.
We're on different spectrums here because arrows are it.
I'm like, I'm even don't even use them as much as you do, and I'm having trouble.
Oh, dude, I use arrows. You saw me use it. You're like, damn, you're still on. I'm like, yeah, I'm using arrows right now. Cryer, get off me. But again, super awesome game. Keep playing if you are. It's phenomenal. I'll be streaming every once in a while when I have that chance. Hopefully today I might actually. I mean, not today for you guys, but I'll definitely be streaming this week and on the weekends. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. Again, for all the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. This was presented by NRN. And remember this, you grab a brick, you put it on the wall, and you keep building.
Yeah. Peace. Whatever that means.
Goodbye. Keep losing all your money in shit coins. Goodbye.
There you go.